my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
I love Revival Time. I love it. I just love it. Hello, neighbor. How are you today? I hope that you love what you're doing. I love the ministry. I just love it. I love everything about the ministry. I love talking to people. I love preaching. I love singing. I love it all. I love the offering plate. I love church. And you know, the older you get, I live for church. I live for it. I didn't want to get retired and say, I don't love church. I love church. I hope you love it too. Get to church tonight. If it's Thursday night for you and your churches have church tonight, get to church. Well, do you know how it feels? There's a good song we'll have the college students sing for us. Do you know how it feels? Oh, I think you do. Let's have them sing.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing? Here's still a small voice that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels? Be troubled inside to think just for you on a cross someone died.
Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender? Have your sins washed away, never to be remembered, and know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels?
And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real?
Tell me, do
you know how it feels?
Do you know how it feels when you're cold? Heart is melted and the tears started flowing the moment you felt it. Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged?
Do you know how it feels wherever you roam you still have a feeling you're not at home, knowing heaven is real? Tell me, do child of the King, your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real?
Tell me, do
you know how it feels? You're a child of the King, your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real?
Tell me, do
you know how it feels?
Take your Bibles today, please. We're in the book of 1 John chapter 5, and we're going to pick it up in verse 17. 1 John 5, verse 17. How about the song, Well Done, My Child? Your race is over. It's a great song. Go ahead, singers, sing.
As I go winding my way to glory land, the home of the soul, my life is filled with sorrow where I roam, where'er
But when I enter the gates of glory land, which now is my goal, my Lord will say, my child, you're welcome home, you're welcome home.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
My Lord will say,
with courage bold, you stood for the right.
A crown of love.
A crown of life you've won.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
I'll meet my friends and my loved ones gone before in heaven's fair clime. Inside the gates, they'll be to welcome me. Praise God, my troubles and cares will then be o'er. In glory sublime, with them I'll live.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
My Lord will say,
with courage bold, you stood for the right.
A crown of love.
A crown of life you've won.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
You say that day.
You say that day.
Like Paul of old, you fought a good fight. Well done, my child.
Well done, my child. I now am waiting and longing for the day when I shall arise and sail away across the oceans, for the oceans far. I'll be so happy to hear my Savior say in sweet paradise, well done, my child. You now are welcome home.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
My Lord will say,
for the right,
a crown of love,
a crown of life you've won.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
You say the day,
you say the day.
Like Paul of old,
you fought a good fight.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Well done.
Like Paul of
old, you fought a good fight.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Chapter 5, verse 17, the first part of the verse, all, there's those four words I want you to see today. All unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. You know, 79 days from now, America will celebrate her 250th birthday. On 125 days, we were in pastor's conference, and I asked the people, I think almost every hand went up, if they would commit to pray every day for America. Then on Sunday, I ask our people, and I think almost every hand went up there, pray for America every day to July the 4th when we're 250. We need righteousness. Righteousness, my Bible says in Proverbs 14, 13, righteousness exalteth a nation. I want our nation exalted. We're gonna have to get back to righteousness. Transgenderism is not righteous. Men acting like women is not righteous. Women acting like men is not righteous. When we begin to believe in abortion, it's not righteous. We believe in euthanasia. All of that is sin. Alcoholism is sin. Drugs is sin. Pornography is sin. Molestation is sin. Incest is sin. It's all sin. God says he will not bless a nation that commits sin. Righteousness exalts a nation. I'm not suggesting we have a righteous president or a righteous Congress or a righteous Supreme Court, but it's more righteous than it's been for years. And it's more desirous to do what's right for the cause of Christ and religious liberty. And the DEI, they're trying to get rid of it. and all this transgender stuff, they're trying to get rid of it. All this abortion, they're trying to get rid of it. And oh, there's a battle in America. Oh, there's a fight. And they use the Constitution. That's not constitutional what you're doing. And they use, oh, we've got to defend the Constitution. We have a man running for Senate in Texas that believes now there's, he's a preacher, and he believes there's six genders. How could a man be so stupid? He believes in men and women's sports. How could a man be so stupid? How could you even think so stupid? How could one person vote for someone like that? How in the world could a Christian ever vote? It ought to be sweeping. He ought to lose by 99%. There was 1% that maybe are really way out there. But this guy's nuts. And he proves everything from the Bible. And he doesn't believe in creationism, all that business. Well, fella, you're a preacher of the gospel? What are you? You're blaspheming the gospel. You're blaspheming the word of God. And child of God, we have our churches that fly the rainbow flag, and especially Methodist churches. What are you thinking? That's not righteous. It's unrighteous. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Men burning in their lust with men. Women burning in their lust for women. That what? Where do you get that God is for sodomy? God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for that very reason, because of sodomy. Men burning in their lust for men and women for women. God destroyed it. A child of God, in the beginning, God created male and female created he them. For this cause shall man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. We got to get back to righteousness. Righteousness is paying your bills. Righteousness is not bankruptcy. Righteousness is reading your Bible, is praying every single day. Righteousness is being faithful to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night church, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I truly believe, I see what's going on in the Middle East. I truly believe it's all lining up for the end times. I mean, it is lining up, and nations are turning against America, and nations are going to, I thought they're all going to love us. Well, they don't love us. They don't love our Constitution. They don't love our Bible. And we have the nations of the world a mess. What are we going to do? Well, God's people need to come back and say all unrighteousness is sin. That's what we need to do. We need to come back and say God is a righteous, holy, pure God. And we're going to serve a righteous, holy, pure God with a pure heart, lifting up holy hands before the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I pray that you'll take my challenge today and begin to pray for the next 79 days for America every day. Pray for our president. Pray for our vice president. Pray for the House. Pray for the Senate. Pray for the Supreme Court. Pray for our local leaders. Pray for our governors, that they would turn back to God and exalt righteousness. Exalt righteousness. Father, we have so many wicked governors. We have so many wicked House of Representatives and senators. We have so many wicked people in local government and federal government. God, wake them up to righteousness is our prayer. May you stir in their heart. May they hear the gospel and get saved is our prayer. For I ask this prayer in that lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.